Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Pardon the personal question, but have you noticed that you're going through rolls of toilet paper faster than usual? There's a good reason for that. The toilet paper rolls are shrinking. In the past couple of years, major brands have reduced the number of individual sheets on each toilet paper roll. The packages still contain the same number of total rolls, but each roll is slimmer. Charmin's Mega Roll shrunk by 7.5%, a Kirkland Signatures rolls dropped by 10.5%, and AngelSoft's Mega Roll plummeted by a 25% reduction. However, the manufacturer said that it thickened the sheets 20% at the same time, so, But while there are fewer sheets per roll, the price per roll has remained the same. Welcome to the infuriating world of shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is a simple economic concept. Inflation rates are high around the world right now, which means manufacturers are facing higher prices for raw materials, ingredients, packaging, shipping, and more. To continue to make the same profit, companies have two options: either raise the price of their products or charge the same price for less of the product. Brands know that consumers are price sensitive, meaning that they're likely to notice when the price of a frequently purchased item, like toilet paper, goes up. But what kind of consumer would notice if their mega rolls of toilet paper were just 8% thinner, especially if the packaging and branding were otherwise unchanged? One, Edgar Dworsky would notice. Dworsky is a consumer lawyer and the genius behind the consumer advocacy websites Consumer World and Mouseprint.org, where he maintains a long list of products that have fallen victim to shrinkflation. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with him. He's been tracking shrinkflation for decades, but says that there was a rash of products that shrunk in 2021 and 2022 due to manufacturers grappling with record-high inflation. Recently, the CEO of Kellogg claimed that when his company makes a product smaller, they also lower the price. But Dworsky has identified hundreds of examples of brands, including Kellogg's Keebler line of cookies, charging the same or more for smaller products. Dworsky said, "No company would go through the increased cost of retooling their manufacturing plant and redesigning the package If they just did an exact proportional drop in the number of ounces and the price, it doesn't make financial sense. Some product categories are much more likely to fall victim to shrinkflation. These include paper goods like toilet paper, paper towels, and tissues, snack foods like chips, crackers, and cookies, breakfast cereals, and cleaning liquid and shower products like dish soap, shampoo, and moisturizer. According to a poll by Gartner from June of 2022, 62% of American consumers said that they'd stop buying a brand that implemented shrinkflation to cut costs. If that's true, then brands across the board might want to watch out. For example, Arm & Hammer laundry detergent shrunk from 75 ounces to 67.5 ounces, while still promising 50 loads of laundry. A Quaker instant oatmeal quietly reduced its boxes from 10 packets of oatmeal to just 8, a 20% reduction for the same price. A Folgers instant coffee shrunk from 51 ounces to 43.5 ounces, while still advertising up to 400 cups of coffee per container. Gatorade, which has always come in 32-ounce, that's one-quart bottles, introduced a new bottle with a tapered middle that's only 28 ounces for the same price. And Breyers Ice Cream, like many other ice cream brands, hasn't sold a proper half-gallon or 64-ounce container in years. But Breyers is now sold in 48-ounce containers, which is just a quart and a half of product. That's 25% less than the original. If all this is starting to give you a headache, it won't help that Aleve is now selling 90 pills per bottle instead of 100. And General Mills shrunk its entire line of family-size breakfast cereals and packaged them in slimmer boxes. Dworsky said, "Frankly, I don't know how some of those cereal boxes on the store shelves even stand up anymore. There's almost no footprint." However, he also pointed out that it takes a very specific type of consumer to spot shrinkflation because manufacturers aren't going to advertise that fact. Now slightly smaller. Yeah? He said, "The only way to know if your product has shrunk is to know the size of the products you buy regularly and to double check when you go to the store." And it doesn't help that brands are doing everything in their power to divert consumer attention away from a product's actual net weight or sheet count. And not only do old and new packages look almost identical, but they employ marketing terms like family size and mega size that don't have any real meaning. If you notice that your favorite product is shrinking, your only real option is to compare its price with competitors, including store brands. To do that, don't look at the retail price, because even competing products come in different sizes. Dworsky says that you need to look for the unit price, which is the price per ounce or pound or gallon. That's the only way to make an apples-to-apples price comparison. As a general rule, though, store brands, that is, generic brands, are the last ones to downsize. And their quality is usually just as good as the store brands, so they can be great substitutes. And Dworsky said to watch out for words like new and improved on a package label. This might just be a tip-off that the packaging has changed or the product amount is less, rather than any real improvements being made. But in rare cases, a downsized product will upsize again. Costco shoppers were so upset that Kirkland Signature brand paper towels shrunk from 160 sheets per roll to 140 sheets that the company quietly restored the towel rolls to 160 sheets. Score one for the consumer. Today's episode is based on the article, "Why Shrinkflation Has You Paying More for Less," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.